This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On the one hand, Florida, generally warm. On the other, it is prone to natural disasters in the form of hurricanes, and it's getting harder for Florida homeowners to get insurance, as Maria Buccalopolo reports.
You cannot beat the weather in Florida. That is, until a hurricane barrels in.
Paradise can come to a quick halt when these storms appear out on the horizon.
Tom Acock serves as a sergeant major in the Army Active Guard Reserve. Part of his job is to oversee disaster relief efforts. He also lost his 3-bedroom house in the Panhandle.
I was with an insurance carrier for well over 20 years. Unfortunately, I was dropped, and then Hurricane Michael occurred. I was left with probably well over $30,000 worth of damage.
In the third quarter of 2018, state records show home insurance companies dropped the policies on over 87,000 properties. Large insurers have cut back, leaving state-backed insurer of last resort, Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, and smaller insurance companies to fill in the gaps. Lynn McChristian is a consultant with the industry-wide Insurance Information Institute.
The companies may have decided the risk was more than they wanted to take on at this current time.
Florida ranks number one in homeowners' insurance costs, averaging $2,000 a year, around double the national rate. McChristian explains why.
If the amount of insurance is high, then that means that your level of risk is high.
The high cost of homeowners insurance is a hot topic among her clients, says Lainey Rada, a real estate agent in Miami.
A lot of people that won't even make a claim today because they're afraid to get their insurance canceled. There's so much that people don't feel comfortable with the insurance industry today.
Citizens Property Insurance Corporation customers could face an average of 8.2% rate increase later this year if the State Office of Insurance Regulation approves. In Miami, I'm Maria Buccalopolo for Marketplace.